Just one short added thought to our brother's comment or message that the Lord is the only way. And today we're being taught around the world, even among Christian circles, they're saying that we Christians have to stop saying that the Lord is the only way. That is being prominently taught around Christendom. At this funeral we were at this week, this brother who preached the gospel, and I followed also in English, he was in Arabic, he rode in the car with the funeral director who happened to be a believer. And he was telling him how wonderful he saw the gospel being simply presented, and very clear and simple in the fullness of the gospel, of love and grace and also judgments to come. And he said he was at a funeral in his church one time, and the minister read John 14 and purposely left out, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And when he approached his minister after and said, "Why did you leave that out? That's the whole anchor of the chapter." And he said, "Well, in this funeral, there's many from different groups, and I don't want to offend anyone." That was his answer. So diminished the gospel. And this man said to his own minister, "But you've just taken the gospel and done nothing with it. That was not the gospel. The world has to know that there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if they don't see that, everything else is hopeless." So if we can reaffirm something here, that if you're thinking that there's all kinds of ways, then you're seriously mistaken. And God had shown that even when God chooses a man, he chose the man, Christ Jesus. And this one went to the cross and did that one work that no one else could do. And if we don't take that work, then we're hopeless. And we have a shadow of that in the Old Testament, in one of the greatest types of the Lord Jesus, in Joseph. And turn, if you will, with me to chapter 41 of Genesis. And while you're turning there, I'll just remind you that Joseph's name was, he was given a name that he would preserve life. He said that I may be here to preserve life. And that's what he was. And when he answered Pharaoh's dream, and it was indeed to preserve life. And if you go to chapter 41, reading from verse 54, "And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according to Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all the land. But in all of Egypt there was bread." Now notice verse 55. "And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread." Now listen to what Pharaoh says. "And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph." And what he says he will do. Pharaoh here, a type of God, who had appointed one man. He said 7 years earlier, in fact, 7 years earlier, Joseph, and no one else knows the mind of God than this man. Who else can we trust? And he puts Joseph in charge. The man. And at the time appointed, when the famine was there, it was Joseph to open the storehouses. But the Egyptians wanted to bypass Joseph. They went to Pharaoh. "No one can go to the Father but through me." They went to Pharaoh. They weren't going to go to this Hebrew, to this slave, to this prisoner. Especially Potiphar and his wife certainly would not want to go to him. So they tried to bypass and go and knock it on Pharaoh's door. "Pharaoh, please give us to eat." What was Pharaoh's answer? The same answer God gives today. "I have appointed one. And that one who went to the cross for you. And if you're not going to accept that, then starve. Then go hungry. Then die." This is the important point to all of us. And if anybody here is not saved, there's a day coming. You know, John the Baptist, when he looked on and he saw the Lord Jesus walking, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes upon him the sins of the world." That's the vision of the Lord Jesus to you today, the day of salvation. If you continuously neglect that salvation, then you'll see him with eyes as flaming fire. with a rod of iron, with a two-edged sword piercing from his mouth. That's not what we hope you'll see him as. We hope you'll see him as that lamb who went to the cross for you and for me. But the day is coming, if not through the rapture, even at your own death, he will be your judge. He took my judgment upon himself. But if you continuously neglect that one who God has appointed, you'll answer for every sin that you have ever committed. Christ suffered an eternity for each and every one of us. Believe you me, and a brother said it here last year at the conference, you'll suffer. You'll know what it is that he suffered, because you'll suffer for yourself an eternity for your own sins. So may you see the man God has appointed, and don't try to bypass to God without going through him, because it will not work. Go to Joseph. Go to Jesus. Amen.